Religious doctrine is professed far away from life and independently of it. If it is encountered, it is only as an external phenomenon, disconnected from life. Then, as now, it was and is quite impossible to judge by a man's life and conduct whether he is a believer or not. If there be a difference between a man who publicly professes orthodoxy and one who denies it, the difference is not in favour of the former. Then, as now, the public profession and confession of orthodoxy was chiefly met with among people who were dull and cruel and who considered themselves very important. Ability, honesty, reliability, good nature, and moral conduct were often met with among unbelievers. The schools teach the catechism and send the pupils to church, and government officials must produce certificates of having received communion. But a man of our circle who has finished his education and is not in the government service may even now, and formerly it was still easier for him to do so, live for 10 or 20 years without once remembering that he is living among Christians and is himself reckoned a member of the Orthodox Christian Church. So that, now as formerly, religious doctrine, accepted on trust and supported by external pressure,